Madison's city clerk misplaced nearly 200 ballots on Election Day. Now some of those voters whose ballots went uncounted are filing a lawsuit. It's Friday, March 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Thanks for being here on this Friday. Coming up on the show, a proposed bill in the state assembly would require parental permission for students to use names at school that don't align with their biological sex. And a stranded boat along the shores of Lake Michigan has become one of the newest Wisconsin pop culture landmarks. We'll hear about it. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against the city of Madison on behalf of voters whose ballots went uncounted in the November election. Rich Kramer reports their attorneys are seeking $175,000 per person.
The lawsuit comes as the Wisconsin Elections Commission investigates how the Madison City Clerk's Office misplaced 193 ballots on Election Day and why it wasn't reported for weeks. Just four Madison voters are part of the lawsuit now, but attorney Jeff Mandel of liberal firm Law Forward said more could join as the litigation proceeds.
This lawsuit is not an attack on any individual municipality or election official. It is instead a necessary and important defense of the right to vote in Wisconsin.
The clerk's office has said the uncounted ballots wouldn't have changed the outcomes of any race or referendum. A statement from a Madison spokesperson says steps have been taken to make sure the mistake doesn't happen again. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fired U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin may soon get their jobs back, at least temporarily. The Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the USDA to reinstate around 6,000 probationary staff for 45 days as an investigation continues into the firings. The decision came after the Office of Special Counsel asked to pause terminations. The office said evidence showed the agency did not fire them because of poor performance, as cited in termination notices, but rather to reorganize the agency. Darren Von Ruden with Wisconsin Farmers Union says reinstating USDA workers is good for farm country.
There's a need for adequate employee staffing to make sure that we have the program availability for farmers to be able to survive in the economic uncertainty that we're currently in.
Federal workers say it's unclear whether they would be fired again after 45 days because of those large-scale layoffs. The USDA says it will abide by the ruling. Hospital Sisters Health System plans to spend $270 million to remodel and expand two of Green Bay's oldest hospitals. HSHS officials called it the largest investment in the system's history. The nonprofit healthcare provider says the project is expected to take place over the next 3 to 5 years. The plan calls for modernizing and expanding the system's St. Mary's and St. Vincent hospitals. Both are more than 100 years old. John Wagner is the health system's chief operating officer. He says patient care will not be interrupted by construction.
Our patients can expect the same high quality and compassionate care that they receive today amid the construction process.
But the move comes about a year after HSHS closed two hospitals and a network of clinics in western Wisconsin. Those closures left hundreds of people scrambling to find new healthcare providers. Dozens of people testified before a state assembly committee yesterday. Nick Rommel reports most spoke against a bill that would order school districts to follow certain procedures before letting students use a new name.
The bill says that teachers would not be allowed to call students names that don't match their biological sex unless they have written permission from their parents. Republican Barbara Dietrich co-sponsored the bill. She said it's about parents' rights to take part in their kids' decisions.
If you're in transitioning, don't you want the parent supporting that child?
Testifying against the bill was Esme Hubble, a trans woman from Madison. She said if the bill had been law when she was growing up, she would have had to tell her parents she was trans too early.
I would not have been in a safe place to do so. My parents did their absolute best. My dad now is a fantastic person, but at that time he was not. He was a homophobic drunk. And I would have been hurt.
In January, Governor Tony Evers promised to veto any bill he sees as harming LGBTQ rights. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, if you're in southern Wisconsin, and even if you're not, you may have heard about this boat that's been beached in Milwaukee for a while now, especially throughout the wintertime. Coming up, I'll chat with Matt Wild from the Milwaukee Record, who's been keeping an eye on the boat. Stay with us.
Music with more.
I have a very clear memory of waking up in the morning to my mother singing She Moved Through the Fair. And I think it just rooted itself in my brain and probably is part of what led me to the folk scene.
And my father won't slight you.
Join Sheila Shigley for Simply Folk, Sundays on WPR Music.
The 33-foot boat called Deep Thought was run ashore along the beaches of Milwaukee back in October. But since it was beached, that boat has become known as the Milwaukee Boat or the SS Milwaukee, even known as just the boat in Milwaukee, and it's caught the attention of Wisconsinites. The boat even has a song about it. As of recording, the Milwaukee boat is still beached, but how did this even become beached or a part of Wisconsin's pop culture universe? That's where we bring in Matt Wild. He's the co-founder and editor of Milwaukee Record. Matt, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Always excited to talk about very, very important subjects like beached boats.
All right. I guess that's where we're going to start. Why are so many people drawn to a beached boat in Milwaukee?
I think they're drawn to it because it's just still there. It's, as you mentioned, this boat washed ashore. It was kind of ran ashore on October 13th, and it's still there. It's been there for months, and it slowly built into this thing. I remember going out there myself a couple days after hearing about it. People were like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know, whatever. But then as the weeks went on, it was just still there. And in the beginning, there was a lot of mystery surrounding the boat. It's like, whose boat was this? Why is it still there? Is anyone going to come claim it? Then a lot of reports started coming in, and some of those mysteries and questions were answered. And then just the lore of the boat started building. And now it has blown up, and it has become a Milwaukee meme, if you will.
Now that it has become a thing, it's frozen, but the temperatures are getting a bit warmer. Are there any efforts to move this boat, remove it, or is it just going to kind of stay there as a Milwaukee landmark?
There were a few efforts to move it. There was a local towing and salvage company that went out there, I believe, twice. I was there. I witnessed one of the efforts, and it turns out it's really, really hard to get this boat unstuck from the sand. It's really in there. All they managed to do was kind of bust a railing on it. The next time they had a little more luck, but they ended up moving it, I think, into an even worse position. And so I think at this point they've, in just a little while ago too, they've said, you know, forget it. We're going to let it sit for the winter. Come spring, come better weather, we'll try again. I'm sure they'll get it out at some point. I hope they don't, because really this has become my bread and butter here at Milwaukee Record. I just can't get enough of this.
Matt, here in Wisconsin, we have a saying, election season never ends, and that's true right now. There is a Supreme Court election going on, and a lot of people in the state are just exhausted with political commercials and just politics all around. Do you think that that feeds into why people are so excited or maybe inundated about something that could be as mundane as a boat being washed ashore?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the state, but I can speak for myself. And yes, for me, that is absolutely something I think that's happening. I think just before we started talking, I received about 17,000 text messages reminding me to vote. And anytime I sit down at in the evening, and the one time I turn on the television set to watch Jeopardy with my family, every commercial is just about the worst commercial you can imagine for the upcoming Supreme Court race, and just awfulness all around. And yes, for me, I think I do look to things like that, things like the boat or things like the snow pile outside the Marcus Center Performing Arts Center here in Milwaukee, which we keep track of every year as well. And we place our bets on when the thing is going to melt. This is the kind of hard-hitting journalism people expect from Milwaukee Record. It keeps me kind of distracted. It keeps me sane. And, you know, for what it's worth, I think that kind of coverage and those kind of stories, it does fill a need. It's not hard journalism, of course. It's not politics, of course. But I'm happy to kind of fulfill that role, and Milwaukee Record's happy to fulfill that role.
Nothing says winter in Wisconsin like talking about a beached boat or a giant snow pile that's refusing to melt. Matt Wild of the Milwaukee Record, thank you so much for joining us on Wisconsin Public Radio. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Quick check of weather, going to be highs in the 30s and 40s across the state today, down into the 20s overnight, and then back into the 30s and 40s once again for the weekend. That's it for today's show. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.